First of all, it's critical for women business owners that are interested in winning government business to know the rules of this program. Read them carefully.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to whether or not the women business owners' North American Industrial Classification System codes, or NAICS codes, correspond to the 83 NAICS codes covered by this program, there's the broader issue of whether or not pursuing government business is good for your business at all. And that's actually the number one thing that I focus on when I deal with any company that wants to win government business. There is nothing that requires the government to give business to women business owners. Let's be real clear on something. Nobody gives government business to anybody. You compete for that business, and you compete hard. And this program doesn't allow government contracting officers to award sole source contracts to women business owners. Unlike the 8A program, unlike the Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business Preferences, the 8M program, the Women-Owned Small Business Federal Contracting Assistance Program is its full name.
Yeah.
This allows a set-aside program, but doesn't permit sole source awards under that program to women business owners. So you really have to be prepared for competition.
So you have to discern, first of all, what is best for your company, and maybe right now is not the time for you to start competing for a government contract. But what if it is?
If it is, then there are some great places to learn more and plan carefully rather than charging off, registering for things, and running around going to lots of briefings and events, because a lot of the time is actually the issue. And the most important set aside you can make is to set aside your time to think through how the pursuit of government business falls into your overall plans to grow your business. If this is the right thing, things that you're going to have to do: register on the Central Contractor Registration System, to focus and target your efforts on agencies whose needs are most similar to the sweet spot client that you serve right now. And that's the number one secret that people forget when they're trying to figure out, is government contracting for me? Who's most similar in government, among government buyers, to the kinds of clients I serve really well right now?
We're talking with Judy Bratt. She's the CEO of Summit Insight. Well, let me ask you this. Let me turn this on its ear for a minute and talk about the federal government's point of view and talk about this program itself. Some of these programs don't always survive. Some of them stagger for a little bit before they get any momentum behind them. And a program like this, what is it that it needs to give it that momentum and that push so that it'll survive and thrive and this will be standard operating procedure for the government?
I think that women business owners themselves can do a great deal in order to really support this program, in part by calling on small business specialists and contracting officers and government buyers to say, hello, here we are. We are capable. We've looked at your needs, and we'd like to talk to you about how your upcoming requirements might be something that women business owners can meet. In other words, women business owners have a role to play by raising awareness of their capabilities within those 83 NAICS codes that are covered in the procurement. The Small Business Administration is going to be doing a tremendous amount of outreach to the contracting community to make sure they are aware of the program and how it works, and encouraging them to use it. And I think that once the program is running and there's momentum, there's going to be a surge in contract awards under this program. People are going to get excited about that and want to hear those stories. Compliance is going to be very important. There had been a lot of focus on all kinds of things going on within the set-aside programs in contracting over the last year or so. And so anyone participating in a set-aside program has got to be squeaky clean, absolutely playing by the rules, and that's going to be just as important for this program as it is for other programs that have come under the gun and have been criticized over the last few months. You really have to be prepared to learn. Understand that even despite your best efforts to do your homework, you need to be learning from every single step of the way. Most importantly, if you lose and you're bidding as a prime contractor, get a debriefing. If you bid as a prime contractor, you have the right to ask the contract, and you lose. In fact, win or lose, go back to the contracting officer and find out, what could I have done better? And the things that you learn there can not only help you bid better next time, that can open the doors to contacts and information about new opportunities that are coming up. It's what I call process-based marketing. So there's always lots to learn if you decide that you're in it. You're probably going to try a number of times before you succeed. Be prepared for that. It takes the average small business, according to a study done by Open by American Express in 2010, 20 months and an average annual investment of $86,124 before you win that first contract. Now, that's a statistical average. You can do better, but that's the road that you have ahead on average, so be ready for that.
When you talk with people about a special procurement program designed just for women, what do you say to those people who think that might not be a good idea? Like, this is a zero-sum game, and now this is going to be taking away a piece of my pie. Men perhaps saying, why don't you have a special set-aside program for men? Or why don't you have a special set-aside program for fill in the blank? There are some people who might feel threatened by this. How do you convince them to get on board, too? Or do you have to?
The federal government has had a standing goal to award 5% of its procurement dollars to women business owners. They've never met the goal. The best achievement so far has been 3.4%. The federal goal has always been there. The program is designed to help achieve that goal. That goal is not new. And so if that program gets to the point where women business owners are winning far more than 5%, then let's ask the question again, Amy. I look forward to having that conversation.